is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. On this show, I give you the tools you need to do the work that only you can do. And as many of you listening know, I've been working on a new book called Getting Art Done. Today, I'm going to share with you a chapter from the first draft of the book. I was just traveling for a week or so. I went to Anaheim for the Podcast Movement Conference, went directly from Anaheim to Washington, D.C. for a bachata dancing conference. And I picked up a bit of a bug. I guess I was a little bit too much shaking hands / holding hands / being on airplanes for my immune system. And you might notice that my voice sounds a little different. I had to delay the recording of this a little bit to get to the point where I didn't sound like a horse, or sound hoarse, I guess is the word for that. So you might notice a little bit of a difference. But anyway, I'm still working on the second draft of that book that I just talked about, Getting Art Done. To get updates on that book's progress, sign up at gettingartdone.com. And this chapter that I'm reading today is about the importance of shipping your work. And it's easy to fantasize about what a great creator you will be one day, while in the present, never really finishing your work. And if you make it a point to ship work, you might ask yourself, well, will the quality suffer? So I'm going to share what I've learned by examining the paths of great creators, and also what I've learned by making it a point of shipping myself. Also, heads up, I'm holding an office hours hangout on the evening of September 19th, and you can meet face-to-face over video chat with other people in the community, or you can personally ask me anything. I'm going to be there, the other people are going to be there, but you have to be a Love Your Work Elite member. If you go to lywelite.com, you'll see the different levels that are available. So sign up for the one that includes office hours, as well as masterclass with Noah Kagan and another with Pornib and Vijay Shankar, or a higher level than that also is another option. I'm going to be posting details about how to join the office hours in the Love Your Work Elite community. Again, go to lywelite.com, lywelite.com. And a quick update on our quest to hit 500,000 downloads for Love Your Work. As some of you know, Love Your Work is now in the Spotify directory, or it has been for a couple months, which is a huge honor because Spotify is really, really selective about the podcasts that they put in their directory. So I actually recently discovered that I have an entirely separate dashboard for Spotify stats. And it turns out that the impact is pretty significant of Spotify. There's about 30,000 Spotify streams over the last couple months, climbing very steadily. And leveling off right now, but they climbed for a while. I didn't even know about those 30,000 streams. So I've asked around, asked my advertisers and other people in the industry. Now, those are apparently legit streams. So that gets us closer to 500,000. We're currently at around 466,000. So, you know, dare I say, there's little doubt that by November 1st, which was our goal, that we're going to hit that 500,000 mark. So I want to thank you for the reviews. I want to thank you for subscribing on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. I, for one, think it's really great to have the Love Your Work message of a nourishing definition of success. To have that getting that kind of attention, I think is fantastic. Now, here is the episode. Chapter 25 of 30, Success Favors Those Who Ship. We tend to have the vision of an unknown artist locked away in a dungeon-like studio, toiling away on a masterpiece. After years of work, the masterpiece is unveiled, and the artist becomes a living legend. But it doesn't tend to work that way. Even if you know that there is art inside you, and you're able to find the fuel to break through starting resistance, even if you work with your ebbs and flows to power your artistic engine, it will be of no use if you aren't able to finish completed work. You can experiment in the kitchen, but you need to produce a dish. You can scribble in your notebook, but you need to finish a painting. Your band can practice in the garage, but you need to perform a show. To be successful at your craft, you need to finish. You need to ship. It's tempting to imagine that art is always a long quest with a singular focus, that the artist toils away on a handful of great pieces and spends the rest of his days sipping absinthe in a Paris cafe. This belief is the work of resistance. It's created by our ego to protect ourself. If the only thing standing between us and greatness is a few months of focused work, then we can believe that we are on the right track. We can keep researching, waiting for the right moment. We can keep putting the finishing touches on our masterpiece. Or We can believe it's okay that we haven't even started yet. If months of locking ourselves in our room is all that stands between us and greatness, excuses come more easily too. We're too busy. We don't have the time. If only we could save enough money to quit our day job. If only we could find 8 hours a day of uninterrupted time to work on our masterpiece. If only we could afford a block of marble the size of a Volvo. The reality is much less romantic, and the reality is more uncomfortable to face. As Ira Glass prescribed as he introduced the concept of the gap between your great taste and the actual quality of your work, do a lot of work. Do a huge volume of work. In Originals, Adam Grant outlines the things that separate the most notable originals, authors, scientists, composers, etc., from those who are merely good or those who never get started at all. He found that one of the main things that separates the greats from everyone else is how much they ship. In the words of psychologist Dean Simonton, the number of successful products that emerge during a given career has been shown to be a positive linear function of the total number of works generated. The more you ship, the more success you'll have. How many Shakespeare works can you name? He had to produce 37 plays and 154 sonnets to get that number. For Mozart to make 6 great pieces, he had to compose more than 600. For Bach to produce 3 great pieces, he had to produce more than 1,000. Even Picasso produced more than 1,800 paintings to generate a few masterpieces, such as Guernica or The Old Guitarist. It's easy to hold back from shipping because there's so much tension in that moment. Singing into the open mic or hitting the publish button on a blog post is like walking into a wall. You have to have the confidence that the wall is constructed in your mind. You can hope that there's still ground on the other side of the wall. Resistance will stop at nothing to convince you the wall is real. I myself was long skeptical of the importance of shipping in abundance. I was sure that if I emphasized shipping instead of emphasizing quality, my work would suffer. But an experiment I did changed my mind about that. During the course of 2016, I kept a habit of writing every day, every weekday. Don't forget the importance of rest. I got up and wrote every weekday. The first 3 months of the year, I was writing a book proposal. I was the epitome of the artist locked away, working on his masterpiece. It turned out that book proposal was rejected, and I felt defeated. I needed a handhold to pull myself up. So I started shipping. Each morning, instead of chipping away at a big masterpiece, I wrote and published a 500-word blog post. Much of what I wrote was based upon what I had written in my book proposal. I soon learned that what I had been writing was falling flat with my readers. My posts weren't getting shared, and passages weren't getting highlighted. I wasn't getting many views on my ideas, or even encouraging comments. But I kept shipping. After about 2 months of publishing a post every day, my writing started to catch on. It was being shared and liked on social media, and I was getting personal messages from readers about how what I was writing was resonating with them. What happened? By shipping, I was getting in touch with my audience. I got to see what resonated and what didn't. What did they highlight? What did they quote? When did they say something resonated with them? Since I was shipping every day, I could always integrate what I learned from yesterday's article in today's article. By the end of 2016, I charted out my published word output and compared it to my word output in 2015. My creative output had quadrupled. In 2016, I published about 80,000 words. In 2015, I'd only published about 20,000 words. And this doesn't even include the 16,000-word book proposal I wrote in the first 3 months of 2016. The old me would have said, yeah, but was it quality writing? If having your writing published by major publications is any measure of quality, yes, this writing was the highest quality writing I had ever done. My work started to get noticed and ended up writing for publications I had never written for before. My work showed up in Observer, Quartz, Inc.com, Huffington Post, and Upworthy. I'm not up for the Nobel Prize in literature, but this experience taught me the power of shipping. It confirmed for me that what Adam Grant and Dean Simonton had discovered about shipping was correct. Success favors those who ship. hope that episode gets you thinking about the importance of shipping your work. Again, you can sign up for updates on gettingartdone.com. For more on doing a large volume of work, check out Craig Benzine. He's also known on YouTube as Wheezy Waiter. He's on episode 39. By making a video every morning before work, Craig built a career on YouTube.
When I sit down to do something creative, or when anyone does, you can get really bogged down by all the choices, all the directions you could take. If you schedule it and you limit your time and your scope, you can get a lot more done. And I feel like the quality is as good or better.
Again, Craig is on episode 39. And you may also enjoy episode 33 with Elise Bauer. Elise built simplyrecipes.com while bouncing back from an illness. She has now personally published over 1,600 recipes.
Every day was this, I could choose between feeling sorry for myself or I could just take a deep breath and add a recipe to the website.
Again, Elise is on episode 33. I work hard to help you crack the code on fulfilling work. If Love Your Work is helping you, there are some ways you can help support the show and make it even better. One is to subscribe. This is especially effective on Apple Podcasts or iTunes because it boosts rankings and helps others find the show. I know many of you listen on Overcast because you're the early adopter types. So even if you don't listen on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, please subscribe there anyway. Subscribe in your iPhone, your iPad, your Apple TV, your computer. The more devices, the better. It really helps. Apple Podcast ratings help too. Just go to cadavy.net/apple, click on write a review, and click on the star rating. You don't even have to write a review. It just takes a couple seconds. You can also join Love Your Work Elite. You'll get access to episodes before everyone else. You could even get ad-free interviews weeks in advance, and you can get your name or business mentioned in the credits of the show. For details, go to lywelite.com. That's lywelite.com. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by top Love Your Work Elite members such as Arif Akhtar. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for the show is More Streets, performed by Spiderflower. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.